duration and expanse. The clock stopped when she went to sleep, began its ticking again when she woke. She was sure of it, thought to catch it with a sneak awakening while feigning deep breathing, to capture its dependence on her consciousness, just as when a child she strained to arrest the moment of drifting into dream. It's all a matter of breathing. Inhale, and all events go slowly. Exhale, and feel a rush because you just want to get through them so you can breathe in again. What about those rooms that disappear when you leave them? The bus that vanishes once you step off? The city created just for the scene of your visit, not on the map, that doesn't exist in the real world? What do you do with those places once you're through? Let's say those loins release a child with that slippery thrill every mother recalls. And the child grows, changes every year, then goes off, renounces you, disappears into a jungle you've never been near. Do you still remain a mother? Never loved him, you know. There's no proof those feelings existed. No witnesses. No documentation. I can't say it was fantasy. Never believed in lies unless they countered someone else's testimony. Never believed in time that did not synchronize with another's watch. Ah, but those tales that have nothing to do with the real world, only the ticking of some universal clock. So much better than feigned facts, accuracy. Every story, a different night. I tell you, I will beat those systems, all of them, like Scheherazade. Keep my head.